Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joel Abava is here, too. Joel's back. Joel's a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the franchise king. He's our franchise expert in the Brain Trust. He's the author of Become a Franchise Owner, the Startup Guide. And he's our good friend, Joel. Welcome back.
Hey. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Good. Doing great. It's good to have you back. So, Joel, you kind of got your start in being inspired by your dad. And I knew a little bit about some of this, but I didn't know anything nearly as much as you're going to tell us today about the history of your dad's career. Folks, you're going to want to hear about this. It's fascinating. Your dad was a makeup artist to the stars.
Yeah, he was. My dad graduated, I think, a two-year school, business college, and he decided to get into the beauty business, and he became a hairdresser for a really short time because he got sick, I mean, really sick right when I was born. They think it was
no,
from
no
the
connection
fumes.
Though, right? No, no.
Right, right. No, no, yeah. Thank you, thank okay. you. Nice segue there.
I use that. Yes, go, Joel. Go ahead.
So he got really sick, and they was like put on steroids, and he gained a bunch of weight, and they figured out it was the chemicals in the hair salon. So he liked the business, and he decided to get into makeup. So he became a makeup artist, was trained by Revlon, and which was like the company back then.
Oh, yeah.
And a guy by the name of Mike Douglas.
That guy?
Yeah, in Cleveland, started the Mike Douglas Show, which was one of the first morning shows.
It was like back in the 50s.
Kind of like a, yeah. And it was like a, kind of like a Johnny Carson mm-hmm. show in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was based in Cleveland for a while. And my father was working at a department store here. He was writing a column about makeup. And he was asked to be the makeup artist. And it was really cool. Now, obviously, I don't remember that because I was, you know, a year or two old. But Mike Douglas made such a name for himself so fast that he had all these stars coming to Cleveland.
Right.
And my dad got to meet them and put their makeup on and describe them. And he said he just, you know, he was like me. He was blunt, and he told me some things. But some of the better ones, Zsa Zsa Gabor.
I'm looking at the picture, folks, of Jerry,
yeah.
Jerry Labava with Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yep. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, I wrote a whole big blog post on it.
It's a beautiful picture of him, you and Betty, your dad and Betty White?
Yeah, Betty White. I know, she was
and
beautiful.
Jane Mansfield, holy mackerel.
Yep.
Anyway, go ahead.
Now, I found out that Jane Mansfield was actually a co-host, kind of a guest host with Mike Douglas. So she stayed for a whole week in Cleveland.
Wow.
So my dad would meet at her hotel room and do her makeup in the hotel.
Hello.
And he loved her. He said that she was really, really sweet, just like a really good person.
Wow. That's good to hear.
Zsa Zsa, not so much. use your imagination. She was very, she was a little
well,
unpleasant.
She was married 29 times. Some, come on.
yeah, you know. Now I realize that some of your listeners, you know, aren't familiar with the Mike Douglas Show.
Right. We're acting like a couple of okay boomers here, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I've heard of Zsa Zsa, but it was really cool. And he had some cool stories. And, we had pictures hung up. He hung up his pictures of all of these stars with autographs, in our family room.
The Rolling Stones, though. He did the Rolling Stones, right?
Yeah. He did the Rolling Stones. And this was like, their first trip, I think, to the U.S., and they stopped in New York, and then they came to Cleveland, and people were going crazy. There's a video of screaming girls in the hallway at the TV station. Unbelievable. So I'm searching around about 4 years ago, and I said, let's see. I'm gonna Google Mike Douglas Show in Cleveland and the Rolling Stones. I find this film that someone took on a shaky camera of the Rolling Stones in the backstage getting makeup put on. All of a sudden, my dad appears in the video smiling, putting makeup on these guys. It was really, it gave me the chills. And I made sure my mom was able to see it. My mom saw it, and my brother and my sister.
At that point, your dad had been dead for a decade.
He passed in 2007.
Like he came right out of the grave there. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So did your dad ever tell you why he decided to go in that direction?
No, he didn't. But it was really kind of weird because when I was a little kid in elementary school, especially in middle school, I didn't want to say that my dad used to be a makeup artist. I don't know, because it just sounded a little feminine stuff. But then I was like looking at it, he got to hang around with the most beautiful women in the world, And it was like, this is kind of like this now.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
But he never
told me why, though. I don't know why he got into that.
But eventually, he moved into doing his own thing, right?
Yeah. Well, the Mike Douglas Show was syndicated, and it ended up moving to Philadelphia, which was more of a major market, I guess.
Right.
But sometimes they would do it in Cleveland, too. But, yeah, he did it for a couple years. And he liked the business part, and he liked the cosmetics, so he joined Revlon and was a territory manager, covering like 15, 20 states at a time, for some of the major companies like Charles of the Ritz, Revlon,
and
Lancome.
Everybody and his sister didn't have their own makeup line back in those days. There were not that
right,
many.
Right.
There was Avon and Revlon and a few others, but not that many. But his business motivated you to become a franchise person, right? I mean, you launched your business out of his business. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about that. What a great family business story, folks. Jerry LaBava and
You can find the whole article on the blog, the whole thing.
But what about Jerry Brandt?
Yeah, Jerry Brandt, stage name.
Yeah, that was his stage name, folks, not LaBava. What's wrong with LaBava? That's my question. We'll come back after the break and talk some more with our good friend Joel LaBava. After the break, thefranchiseking.com, that's his website. Stay with us. I don't know how or
where, but I'm going. It's all that I have. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.